Well, good morning and welcome to the drive. I'm pulling out of my driveway, driving my car. Oftentimes, this is the only time I have to do these recordings, and also Instagram encouragement at stoplights when I park. Those are the times that I have to do social media encouragement. But either way, I'm called to encourage people in God's word, and that's what I want to do. That's what I feel like I have to do. If I don't do those things, if I don't encourage people in God's word, then I will be off. I will feel off. I won't feel alive. But this week, I really want to talk about things in the context of posture. And what I mean is, we're going to talk today about sitting, when God makes you wait, standing upon His word, walking in the things of God, running your race. Sounded like Elmer Fudd for a second. And then lastly, I don't know what I'm going to do on Friday yet. It might be either sprinting or finishing the race. But either way, today we're going to talk about sitting, when God makes you sit out. And what I'm talking about here is waiting upon the Lord. I'm not talking about you're sitting on the sideline because you're apathetic and you don't want to live your life as a Christian. You just want to visit Jesus on Sundays. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about totally being out of the game. I'm talking about when a player is good, he plays a lot in the game, but he doesn't play the full game, usually, because he needs time of rest, right? He needs time to sit out, to recuperate, to catch his or her breath before getting back into the game, right? And so when I talk about sitting it out, I'm really talking about like when God says, okay, you've done a lot, you need time to sit on the sidelines, catch your breath, rest, read my word, just take it easy. Man, oftentimes people are running so hard for the Lord. They're so engulfed in ministry that they just burn out and give up. They give up because they burn out, because they don't take that time during the third quarter to sit on the sidelines, to rest a little bit and catch their breath before moving on. And so, guys, we have to be careful. I mean, we really have to be careful about that. There was one time in ministry where I was running too hard and too fast and trying to do it all. And honestly, it was not good. I was doing something like, I was married, you know, obviously I was doing something like every night. Not almost every night, like every night there was something going on. And when I wasn't doing something one of those nights, my wife was with the women, you know, being in the women's leadership and worship and all that. So we were just constantly busy, and I took on missions. I had done missions for a few years in a row, leading mission trips with our last church. And so I was tired. I was so tired and burnt out. And I did not rest. I just kept going. I didn't sit it out for, you know, a few minutes, a few days, even a night away at all. Just kept going and going and going. And the thing is, guys, we're not designed to do that. Like, we're not designed like robots where they just keep going and never stop. We're designed by God, human beings that need to rest. We need to realize, okay, I can't do any more right now. I'm going to have to say no to that. I'm going to go on the sidelines, sit it out for a little bit, rest, recuperate. I'm going to feed my soul. I'm going to spend time with my family, with my significant other. And then once I catch my breath, I'm going to get back in the game. It's called life, you know. We have to do that, guys. We have to. And chances are, if you're listening to this, you've done that. You've run and run and run and haven't taken breaks and realized, okay, I'm done. Like, I'm done. I have nothing left. I'm tired. I'm weary. I can't even breathe because I just am so tired, so exhausted. And that's a result of not sitting on the sidelines periodically, resting, catching your breath, recuperating, and feeding your soul. Now, when I say sitting on the sideline, I am not saying I'm going to take a month off from church and fellowship. I'm not going to pray. I'm putting this whole Christian thing on hold. I'm not going to read the word for a while. Like, it'll be there when I get back from this me time. That's not what I'm saying, right? Because how many of us know that rest is not just physical? Rest also involves resting in His word, resting in His ways, and having other believers be there for you to lift up your arms and pray for you, that you would be able to rest, that you would be able to sit on the sidelines, take a deep breath and go, okay, I'm going to sit here until God says get back up. I'm not saying just quit everything. I'm just saying take a breather. Take a night away. Like, one of the beautiful things that my wife and I used to do before we had kids, we have a 5- and a 6-year-old, both daughters, is like we would try to get away once a month. Like, living on the West Coast, we went to different places along the coast. We went to San Jose, we went to San Diego, we went to Pismo Beach, went to a bunch of different places on the coast. We got away a lot. And I realized this when I looked back at my journal maybe a year or two ago. And I was like, man, babe, I was like, we went a lot of places. Like, we did a lot of things. You know, we enjoyed our time together. We weren't just like busybodies and just hard at work all the time with no break. We had fun. It's like 6 years after we got married, we had kids. So we had 6 years of just me and her becoming even better friends and going away and doing these things. And once you have kids and once your job demands a lot of you and once ministry starts to take over, you still have to do those things. You still have to carve time out to be like, let's go and rest. I need to get away and rest just for a little bit. Give me one night and 2 days and I'll be able to rest. Sit down and just not do anything for a couple days. Now, some of you are like, well, that sounds totally unrealistic. That's not going to happen in my life because that's not how I do it. Well, you're going to have to make it happen. Sometimes you just have to be like, okay, I'm saying no to everything Friday and Saturday. I'm getting off work Friday. I'm just doing nothing. I'm literally just sitting down and resting, taking a breather, enjoying my family, enjoying a time of relaxation. Like, yesterday was a great day for my family, and I was a weekend to just spend time together. And you know, my wife asked me, we want to go to the pool, we want to go here, you want to go. And I just kept saying no because I'm like, no, I just want to stay here with the family and just relax. And we ended up hanging out, playing games. We watched a movie, The Secret Life of Pets, you know, and we just relaxed all day long at home. I mean, we went to the store or whatever, but we just sat, in a sense, sat down and just here we are together, intentionally not doing any busy work. You know, not on our phones all 12 hours of this day or all 24 hours of this day. Like, we're sitting down, we're taking a breather, we're enjoying one another. We have to carve those times out. And if you're not good at that, we'll start getting in the habit of doing it. If you know you're not good at that, be like, okay, I need to plan. I'm going to plan. Okay, right now is this month. I'm going to plan for next month. I'm going to pencil it in. I'm going to, whatever you have to do, take it off of work. I'm going to do extra work the day before so I can get off of this day so we can just sit on the sideline, assess what's going on, soak in the things of God, and just calmly be at peace and rest. And that's why I say you need to, it's about like physical rest and spiritual rest, because you can physically rest, but your mind will be racing 100 miles a minute. So what I mean is, like, sit on the sidelines, have physical rest, but also have that spiritual rest. In other words, actively seek the Lord. You know, pray to Him during that time of physical rest. And that is what gives you spiritual rest. That's what gives you protection from your mind going wild and stressing out even as you're physically resting. Because how many of us know sometimes we go away to physically rest for like a week, but we're so stressed out because we're thinking of all these things. That happens. So we both need to sit down on the sideline and have physical rest and spiritual rest at the same time. And then we'll be refreshed. And then we'll realize, I needed that. so many times, so often, I take a rest or take a break, and I'm like, I don't need one, but I'll take one. And I take one. I come back and I realize, okay, I really needed that. Like, we really need that. We need those times to sit on the sideline, take a breather, be at peace, seek the Lord, and get refreshed. Then we can get up and get going, charging full speed ahead again, and we won't get burnt out. We won't grow weary in well-doing. So guys, don't forget to sit on the sidelines once in a while, take a breather, see God, watch Him work, get refreshed, and then you get back up and get back in the game. Well, God bless you guys. I hope this encouraged someone, and have an amazing day. Talk to you next time.